Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I want to talk to you today about God's purpose. We cannot fulfill God's purpose by accident. Yes, indeed. The Word of God tells us that we're created with a purpose we were given before we were born. Galatians 1:15 says we've been separated, and in the Greek, this means consecrated, sanctified. In Judges 13:15, Samson made tremendous mistakes, but yet God raised him up as a deliverer. He had purpose. The famous Pentecostal, Smith Wigglesworth, was a plumber. And then, boom, God's purpose. Circumstance and chance do not play a part in the life of God's children today. Today, Audioboo, if you do not feel fulfilled, maybe it is because you aren't doing what God called you to do. Look at the famous people. God bless them. Drugs, killing themselves, alcohol, you know, promiscuity. In this recession, we have billionaires committing suicide. You see, without God's purpose, oh, we're so empty and we're never going to experience the peace, the joy and satisfaction that is promised in the world by God. Hallelujah. I would love to be like the Apostle Paul and to say, I have run my race. I have finished my course and I know there is a crown laid up for me. You see, God revealed his purpose to him. And because of this, Paul was able to stay focused. Has God revealed his purpose to you? Pray to him. Ask him, oh Lord, reveal your purpose unto me. Do you have the satisfaction from knowing you are on target, fulfilling your destiny right where God called you to be today, exactly where God called you to be today? Consider Jeremiah 4 then. Before I formed thee, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. He had already ordained it before he was born. And this is not limited to Jeremiah. We have Isaiah. We have it in Romans, you see. God, in Romans 2, it says, God is no respecter of persons. That means, doesn't mean that he doesn't respect you. It means that he's impartial. His purposes and plans are as applicable for you today as to any of the greatest saints. Hallelujah. If it's true of them, it's true of you. Hallelujah. It's evident that God raises up people for specific purposes. Consider King David. God sought a man after his own heart before he was born. You are no accident, no matter what your parental circumstances. Neither was it David either. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:11 says, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his own will. Accept this. God has a purpose. It's clearly stated. One of the reasons you may be feeling frustrated or having hard times is because you haven't looked to God for his purpose and his plans for you. In Jeremiah it says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Hallelujah. In our lives we have often sown the seed of our own will and desires and now we reap them. Or maybe we're asking God to fix things that were never his will for us. You know, some of you today need more than a miracle where you are. You need to reevaluate and seek God's will and purpose for your life today. The first step for you today to realize your true destiny is to recognize that you have a destiny. Yes, including you, not just the King David's, the St. Paul's, the prophet Isaiah or the prophet Jeremiah's, etc., but you too. It doesn't matter what your situation is. God can redeem it. He can redeem your situation. But first of all, you must humble yourself and say that you've not got it right and seek the purposes and plans that God has for your life. Indeed, he has a destiny for you. Indeed. Because according to the purpose of him who worketh all things, accounts unto his own will, he called you. He plans to prosper you. Before you were even born, he had plans for you. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.